magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, November 9th, 2020. And listening, friend, I wish you could have joined us in the studio here. We've been kind of having church, I think, for about the last half hour. We have a special guest on this Memorization Monday, but I would say we have kindred spirits, which means just we all love the Lord. We love sharing how he's been at work in our lives or how we've had points of conviction or insights because we love reading his word and talking about it. And so it's just been a very blessed time of sharing life stories and ways we've seen God at work. It's always exciting to hear testimonies from an individual that maybe I've never met before, but by the time they're through, it's like he's become a close friend, he or she. How are you feeling, Marianne, with the experience with the guest that I'll formally announce in a minute or two?
Okay, well, I just...
You know how it is. We go about 10 minutes into the program, and then we finally get around to talking about the person.
Yeah, it's a problem we have.
Yeah.
Okay, so without saying his name, I will say that it has just been really a blessing to get to know this person. Yeah. Why don't you just introduce our guest?
Joining us today on Memorization Monday is Pastor Juan Laredo, and he serves at the Champaign First Church of the Nazarene. He's been there almost 3 years. He's been married to his lovely wife, Kelly, and I'm sure he's going to do some shout-outs because he said the Lord really raised up this person to be a love of my life and has had me fallen in love again with somebody that loves the Lord. And maybe we'll talk a little about that love story. But you've served a number of years, almost 3 years here. Formerly, you served in Sullivan, Indiana, and you pastored in different roles, and we'll talk maybe a little about that. And you're a close friend or a friend to Pastor Adam Lewis, who we had on last week on Memorization Monday and Testimony Tuesday. So you both serve in the Nazarene denomination.
We've had two Nazarene pastors in the past 2 weeks. You know, I'm only sort of familiar with the Church of the Nazarene. I have a few friends that belong to that church, but I will say that one of my favorite songs is I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And every time I sing it, I love that song. Every time I sing it, for some reason, I think, oh, yeah, they named their church of Jesus the Nazarene.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always tell people when we get into heaven, there's going to be nothing but Nazarenes up there.
Oh, there you go.
Because Jesus was a Nazarene.
There you go.
But no, you know, Jesus loves everyone. He doesn't care what church you're going to. Mm-hmm. If you have a love for the Son of God, you know, if you are serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that is what it's all about.
Going to his church.
Amen.
You're good.
And it was interesting last week with Pastor Adam Lewis in, I said, you know, there's another pastor locally, Pastor Juan Laredo. He goes, oh, I love that guy. He's great. He's fired up. He loves the Lord. And so we were laughing and talking. And
We talked about you.
And then, in fact, last week we were thinking because Pastor Lewis, he also loved Colossians 3:16. And I didn't remember that I had you scheduled because we hadn't talked for about 3 weeks. And so I said to Pastor Adams, I said, maybe we can have you come back again. And I said, let me look and see if I have anyone set up. And that's why I said, oh, I have Pastor Juan Laredo. And he goes, really? He said, I know him. And so anyways, it was kind of funny. I said, so you're going to have to be back another time, Pastor Adam. And we're having Juan in. And then you and I coordinated you being able to be available today. And you had said this was a wonderful verse and you'd love to share it with people. It's Colossians 3:16. It's our verse for the day, our verse for the week. It's let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. So Marianne's going to be reading a couple pages out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart by Robert J. Morgan. And that's been our practice these many, I think, chapter 76. So 76 different weeks, so a year and almost a half. And then there was about 6 or 7 broadcasts that laid the groundwork for this book where we talked about the importance of getting Scripture on your heart and mind and dwelling on it. And so we're nearing, I think, almost 2 years. Oops. 2 years of working in this book, and all those programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org,
oh,
so
Mark,
you can go back and listen to them.
Just go ahead and say all 76 verses.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see that. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, too.
He knows quite a few.
I do know a lot of them, and some of them I had memorized years ago, and some are a little longer, so it took me, like, because I knew over 2 years ago we were going to be doing this, I was already, because I'm just slow on scripture memory, so I already had like 20 down pat, so I had a head start.
You were so convicted about this need to memorize the Word of God.
Yeah, that was kind of neat. The Lord just worked in my heart, and this book had been on the shelf for a couple of years, and I just pulled it down and started reading it.
Wow.
And yeah, you saw the early...
You were excited.
Yeah.
I mean, for weeks before we started, you're like, we got to memorize the Bible.
I just felt like, how can you go wrong with having God's Word on your heart and mind?
You can't, actually.
And then this Robert J. Morgan, he builds such a convincing case of the importance of it, just saturating your heart and mind, thinking about it, because when you come up to a big decision or you're weighing some options, that hopefully the scripture then will bubble up. And so he gave different reasons. And it's God's Word. It's inspired. It's living. It's active. So, yeah, it was a easy sell. I mean, it was like I read 6 pages in this book, and I said, this has to be a series of radio broadcasts. Mm. And then we start talking about it. Well, 100 Bible verses, that's 100 weeks, that's like over a couple of years, basically.
We're about a year and a half in, aren't
we? Yeah, so anyway, so we're excited to introduce you to our radio listening family, Pastor Juan, because in the few months that I've gotten to know you, you love God's Word, you love to divide it, to declare it, to teach it, to share it. You have a heart for the saints that want to grow in God's Word, yet you also want to reach the lost or people that are unfamiliar with God's love. And in fact, it was during the National Day of Prayer that we started talking, and there was that National Day of Prayer gathering here at Lincoln Square. And so we talked a little, and I said, hey, let's meet up afterwards, or let's meet up and have you a part of Testimony Tuesday or Memorization Monday. Mm-hmm. And next thing I know, he was a part of the program because one of the pastors couldn't make it.
Uh-huh.
And on short notice, because he was already talking with some of the organizers saying, I love the fact that you're unifying different churches and denominations and people together. And he was just so sold on that idea. They ended up saying, hey, why don't you be one of the prayers?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being a participant, just somebody that was praying along, and you got up on stage and prayed, and you don't want to evaluate somebody by how they pray, but I said, I really like that guy's prayer, and I like how he called on God and was passionate. So anyways, I really appreciate you being a part of our community here and your heart for serving and wanting to unify pastors and congregations, and that'll be maybe another topic or day to have you back, but you and I have been talking about ways to unify churches and bring in pastors
so
together,
important.
And we've been praying a little bit about it and putting some groundwork together on how that could maybe happen, and maybe Great News Radio helps host a monthly pastor gathering and such. There's a lot of things to work out and think through, and the COVID has thrown a little bit of a wrench into having a variety of people all meeting together, but we're praying that up, and it's been neat to see how God has used Pastor Juan in my life, including this morning. We were having some worship here.
Yep.
You know, Mark, I just want to just mention something. There was a lot of good pastors out there that day that they prayed heaven down here on earth. And they just they cried out to God, and they were so passionate and praying for the community. And I just so much appreciate it. I met some new people, some new friends from that event, and I just want to thank everyone who participated in this event. You have no idea the impact that you've not only just made in the community, but also in my personal walk with the Lord. Just to meet you, to extend a hand of fellowship, a brothership, and I just thank God for you. If you're listening, I pray that God will bless your ministries as you continue to serve Him faithfully.
It was a great, diverse group of people. Of the 7 or 8 or 9 different pastors, African-American, white, I think there was somebody that prayed in Congolese or something, and then there was, interpreted it, or not interpreted, they translated it.
It's not
But I love, with some of the congregations, like there's the diversity of people, and I don't know if there's 500. There was a big parking lot full of people that were excited to pray, and both Pastor Juan and I had talked about how can we keep the momentum and keep people maybe even coming here to Lincoln Square where there's room and meet and gather and pray. But that'll be a topic for another day.
I'm on it, because having the leaders connected and all on the same page is beyond vital.
Amen. I think if we were to just get all the pastors together, just imagine the big difference that we can make here in this county, Champaign County, not just in our local ministerial areas where we do church and do ministry and share faith, but throughout our entire country, our county, and then our country, and I believe it will spread.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you bring these pastors together, and part of my role or thoughts as we are trying to begin organizing this, how can I help bring in special speakers or teachers to equip and pour into these pastors that pour out into the congregations?
That's great.
How could we equip them and encourage them and bless them and then unify them, be an agent or a resource or a point of impact that God would use us to help them to achieve a lot of different things. So I guess we're sharing a little, like we make these decisions, Marianne, over the air.
Well, apparently we are right now.
But I would ask the listener, just be praying for the unity of the churches and the various pastors, and maybe a mechanism or a means or an activity each month that can bring them together, and how God can be at work at that. So
that's great.
Well, on this Memorization Monday, as mentioned, we're going to be looking at Colossians 3:16. Let me share it again, and then Marianne will do our reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. But we'll be looking at Colossians 3:16, which says, and let me go back to Colossians 3:15, because that set the stage last week. We covered it, but let me do 3:15, and we'll look specifically at Colossians 3:16. But 3:15 begins with, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ," and this is Colossians 3:16, "let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God."
Okay. Just as John 3:16 provides the core of the gospel, Colossians 3:16 provides the core of worship. As you memorize this verse, consider it as Paul's notes for a sermon he might have preached about church worship services. And here are his points. Number one, worship includes biblical exposition. Paul was concerned the message of Christ be richly presented through teaching and admonition. The word richly means abundantly, in great measure, in large amounts. Number two, worship involves one another. Teaching and admonition aren't just pulpit-to-pew affairs. We teach and admonish one another. I'm reminded of another 3:16, Malachi 3:16. At that time, those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord took notice and listened. It's one of my favorite verses. Number three, singing is a big part of worship. And number four, variety in musical styles is welcomed. We're to sing out God's word in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Psalms are Bible-based praises that are solid, deep, echoing the words of Scripture, especially the book of Psalms. Hymns are rich and sturdy songs that stand the test of time. Spiritual songs are lighter, livelier expressions of our faith and worship. Number five, worship rises on the wings of thanksgiving. Even though Paul ended the previous verse with the words, "be thankful," he came right back in this verse to repeat the thought with the phrase, "with gratitude." Number six, worship includes prayer. Notice the last two words of the verse, "to God." And the last one of his points, number seven, worship should engage both mind and emotions. Colossians 3:16 tells us to admonish with all wisdom our minds, and to sing with our hearts, our emotions. This recalls our Lord's words in John 4, that God desires us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And here's a little section about memorizing. As you memorize these verses, you may get them confused with the previous passage from Ephesians 5. Paul wrote Ephesians and Colossians at the same time and from the same cell, that's prison cell, and he expressed similar sentiments in both. But there are significant differences. Ephesians 5 tells us that when we're filled with the Spirit, we'll be speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Colossians 3:16 says the same will be true when the Word of God dwells richly among us. Think of your automobile. Your engine needs both fuel and spark. For the engine of worship, the fuel is the Word of God, and the fullness of the Holy Spirit gives the spark. Biblical teaching without spiritual power produces cold orthodoxy. Spiritual excitement without the Word of God promotes religious fanaticism. Mm-hmm. Put both together, and you've got biblical worship. And then here's a quote by J.I. Packer. The rule is that we turn each truth that we learn about God into a matter of mediation before God, leading to prayer and praise to God.
Well, I underlined the word spark, and I'm thinking Pastor Juan, he's kind of like a spark plug for the Lord.
Awesome.
Has anyone referred to you as like a little energizer bunny or something for the Lord?
A big energizer.
Yeah. But Pastor Juan, we appreciate you,
thank you.
Carving out time and being available. And I'm going to say this, Marianne, I'm already thinking Testimony Tuesday, because I know some of Juan's faith journey and story and testimony. So we're going to see if we can get you to come back tomorrow. But what impresses you about this Colossians 3:16, or what do you like most about it?
What I like most about it is when the Apostle Paul talks about Thanksgiving. And that's one of the things that really stands out to me. But above that is admonishing one another. But then there's one more that I put on top of that, which is letting the Word of God dwell richly in you.
Mm-hmm.
The words of Christ dwell richly in you. And when I think of that, I think of God dwelling so rich in me that out of His resources, out of God's Holy Spirit that is dwelling in me, which is the Word of the Lord and Jesus Christ. Because without Jesus Christ, there is no way that I can teach anything without His help. And I believe that that's what really stands out to me, is the part where it says, let the message of Jesus Christ. The King James Version says, let the words of Christ dwell richly in you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that really stood out to me was word. Let the words of Christ dwell richly in you. And you have just spoken about the importance of memorization, about not just memorizing the word, but also meditating on the word of the Lord. How important is it for us Christians to meditate on the word of the Lord? God told Joshua to meditate on these things day and night. Mm-hmm. You know, do not let these words of mine depart from your mouth. He said the same thing to Jeremiah. And he also prescribed the same thing to the children of Israel through Moses. He told them, let my words dwell in you richly and meditate on them day and night. Do not depart from them. Do not turn from the right or to the left. If we just meditate on the word of the Lord, we will be able to be empowered. God will enable us. God will move in us. God will strengthen us. God will give us words of knowledge and wisdom to give out to our brothers and sisters in a way that we've never experienced before.
Yeah, and I'm thinking earlier you had said, you know, we know that verse, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we put the Word of Christ, we're putting Christ in us, in a sense. You know, He is the Word, and yet He is God, and He is man. Yet the more we can know Him, the Word, and yet put His Word in us, we can better represent Him, and then know the will of the Father.
You know, what is the Word? The Word is Christ. The Word became flesh, Logos. When we put the Word in us, we're putting Christ in us, in our heart. And when we put Him in, and we allow Him to richly dwell within us, He will soon begin to manifest Himself. We serve a dynamic God, a dino God that cannot be held in. The grave cannot hold Him in, friends. The grave cannot hold him in because he's almighty. He's powerful. He needs to be exposed. And when we have Christ in us, dwelling in us richly, and we are saturated with Christ, his word in Christ will be manifested in our lives one way or another. Mm-hmm. We'll move to psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We'll start to sing. People mm-hmm. will look at us like we're crazy. Yeah. We'll be walking around our work areas with a smile on our face, and people will be asking us, what are you smiling at? What are you so happy about? And that's just the joy of the Lord mm-hmm. that's flowing out from you.
Praise God.
Hey, I'm interested in your take on, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, that admonish, you know, is that a harsh word? And then I like the fact that it says, though, with all wisdom. Mm-hmm. And so when we admonish someone, are we correcting them? What are we admonishing or teaching them?
I think, you know, admonishing, yeah, it could probably sound harsh, but I think it's more of a love. More of a, you know, of a tenderness. You're admonishing someone. You're taking the time to care for that person. You want them to learn. You want to teach them, but you don't want to pound it into their life. Mm-hmm. You want to give it to them, and you want to bless them with it, with a loving spirit, a gentle spirit, that same spirit that Christ had, you know, that he displayed to the people. That's what made Christ so inviting. They were so open to receive him. And so when we come in people's lives and we begin to admonish them, we love them, we cherish them, we care for them, and we let them know, hey, listen, you're important. Mm-hmm. You know, you value much in my life. I'm so glad you're my friend. I'm so glad, and I'm just going to admonish you and compliment you and let you know that God loves you.
Amen and amen. We're going to have you back for Testimony Tuesday, Lord willing, tomorrow. Today's verse, Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. What a great verse for us all. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family.
Mark, to cut you short, because I want to say something about my wife, if I may.
Honey. Or we can save it for tomorrow. No, cliffhanger. Leave it for tomorrow. We'll have you back. This will force you to come back tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Pastor Juan Laredo with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.